from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What is your favorite thing about football season? Tradition, experience, food? I am all about it. We're heading into what is the final Friday without football. What? Yes, we are. And I know we're ready for the weekend for more reasons than just football. It's still summer. There's still vacations and getaways. We've got long Labor Day weekend coming up. Well, a lot of us do. I'll be working, so you don't have to worry about that. But we're all about the football in our studio. And so we've got a couple of different posts up. Love to hear from you at A-Law Radio, as well as on our Facebook page. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now, we know that this final weekend of the preseason, it's not for everyone, okay? We're not going to see Joe Burrow again. He's had a couple of really good practices. The Bengals won't start him. No Caleb Williams on Thursday night. But there are still some teams that are throwing out starting quarterbacks and starting rosters, ones, for a few series just so they can get a few more snaps under his belt. And that includes second-year Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson. So remember, his season was cut short in 2023, and right now they're trying to work him back into the offense.
Decent. Got 2 touchdowns. No, I'm joking. the interception, man, that was a tough one. You know, communication right there. Granson saw something, and I saw something else. You know, we just got to be on the same page right there. The fumble, man, they preach 2 hands on the ball in the pocket. Know almost every day in the QB room, and I know they're gonna tell me that, you know, when we get back in the meetings in the next couple of days. But you know, I feel like it was a decent game, just me, you know, being back out there, just filling it out.
I thought it was good. Like I said, the first drive was really good. There's some miscommunication stuff on one of the plays, but to get him out there again, like I said, running around with those guys and getting that, you know, quarter and a half, it was great to see. You saw the explosiveness that he had on the first drive, made some really good throws. I think he was 7-8 on that first drive. So it was great to get him out there.
Shane Steichen, Anthony Richardson, not quite a rookie anymore, though he is still just 22 years old and heading into what we hope is his first full season as an NFL starter. We're pleased to welcome Ted Wynn of The Athletic and the Just Win podcast. He's joining us from the Bay Area, and I know you were tracking the Colts. We'll talk about them coming up. But as we think about young QBs, we've got 3 rookies who will be starting season openers. Which of these rookie quarterbacks is in the best position to succeed, Ted?
By far, it's got to be Caleb Williams, who I think has one of the best rookie situations in a long time. I mean, you have 3 receivers that, you know, could be potential number one receivers. Keenan Allen's coming off a career year, so there are some reports that he looks a little big and slowed down, but we'll see if that, you know, comes to fruition when the season starts. DJ Moore just had a career year last year, and Roma Dunze would have been the top receiver picked in a lot of drafts, but this year was a particularly special receiver draft, and that offensive line, they spent a lot of time rebuilding it. So I think, you know, they should be pretty decent this year. I think, you know, they upgraded a play caller. So it's just a very well-built team that's ready to go. I'm very excited to see how Caleb Williams performs on this offense, throwing to those level of pass catchers.
How do you like the fit with Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders, who are starting their eighth different QB in eight consecutive seasons?
It remains to be seen. I think Cliff Kingsbury has had a record with running quarterbacks, and they had some success in Arizona with Kyler Murray, but there's also a lot left to be desired. Sometimes the offense has relied too much on the running ability of Kyler Murray and his ability to create after the play, and we know Jaden Daniel has that in his bag, but do you want to rely on that so much, especially earlier in his career? And Jaden Daniels, his stats under pressure dramatically dropped in college at LSU. He had one of the best offensive lines in the country, and obviously he was throwing to two receivers that would get drafted in the first round, and now he's going to a situation where that's a lot different. Commanders' offensive line could be one of the worst in the NFL coming into next year, so we're going to see how he handles pressure early on. Yeah, and like I said, there's some question marks with Kingsbury, and can he be more complete, a better offensive coordinator in his second go-around in the NFL? So to me, that's a questionable fit. We'll see what happens. Jaden Daniels is obviously extremely talented, but as we know, situation is everything with these quarterbacks. We've seen a lot of very talented quarterbacks kind of flounder in bad situations, so that's one that's up in the air to me.
It's interesting to have been thinking about the average age of quarterbacks. It's dropping. It's now under the age of 30, very much so, actually. What's the impact on the NFL as you look at it?
It makes the game a little bit simpler because you're not trying to overload these young rookies with a lot. And I think the big impact is scoring has gone down. There's a long time where scoring just kept on trending up. But in the last couple of years, scoring has trended downwards because the NFL game is hard. Part of it is defenses are trying to play more two deep shells and try to contain these offenses. But another part of it is just, you know, you have rookie quarterbacks or young quarterbacks that are just trying to learn the game. They're making mistakes. Games just haven't looked as clean as it was when you had, you know, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees dicing up these defenses. So, you know, we have a lot of guys learning. I'm optimistic about the future, and I think a lot of these guys are going to make amazing plays and be great players. And a league as a whole, we're kind of just seeing these guys budding and learning.
We're excited to have Ted Wynn with us here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence. First time, covers the NFL for The Athletic and is joining us from the Bay Area, where one of the big stories is still this Brandon Ayuk situation. Ted, what's best case scenario for the Niners and or Brandon?
I think the best case scenario for everyone involved is for this to be resolved tomorrow, no matter what happens, just because I'm so sick of, like, you know, seeing all the fake news reports and all the content that this has created. I'm just, like, ready to get over it. But, I mean, to me, I think the best outcome is for Ayuk to stay with the Niners. Obviously, you know, this scheme is great for him, great for his production. And also, the Niners just don't have another guy that really replicates what Brandon Ayuk does. They have George Kittle. They have McCaffrey. They have Deebo Samuel. Those guys work underneath. They work the middle of the field. They get yak. But Brandon Ayuk is that guy that can win on the outside, and he's that field stretcher, and he really completes their team. But they don't have anybody else that really does that for them. I mean, they signed Chosen Anderson, but he's been bouncing around the league, and there's a reason why he signed this late. So I think they just both kind of need each other. Obviously, negotiations are a very hard thing, especially with the Niners, who are notoriously hard negotiators. But I hope that Ayuk's able to stay on his team because I like seeing good football. To me, that's just the best outcome for both parties.
Are there any other destinations that are still available? Because it sounds like a lot of the potential trades have dried up.
The best case scenario for the Niners would have been to trade him to the Browns to get Amari Cooper back, because, like I said, they would have another outside receiver. And the Steelers just really can't offer that. They're very short in receivers, which is why they want to trade for Ayuk, and they're not going to trade away George Pickens. That seems like the destination he wants to go to. The Commanders are another team that kind of popped up today. I think Michael Silver reported that, you know, that's a team that he should watch out for, but they don't have any receivers to trade back to the Niners that they're willing to trade. If they were going to make a trade, they should have made the trade before the draft, so they have a chance to draft a really good receiver high and that could impact the game right now. But there's not a lot of great destinations that work for the Niners and Ayuk.
So Ayuk is holding in. CeeDee Lamb is holding out. Without CeeDee Lamb, their week number one, if that's how it works out, what's the impact on the team?
It's big because the Cowboys, they said they're all in. All in means you're going to go sign some guys and add to the team, but that's not really happened. I think the biggest addition they made was Ezekiel Elliott on the offensive side of the ball, and that doesn't really move the needle much. So the Cowboys have survived because they've drafted so well. They've drafted so many blue-chip players, and that includes CeeDee Lamb. But they don't have a lot of other weapons. They have Jake Ferguson, tight end, is going to be very good. But outside of CeeDee, they really don't have a lot of receivers that they could depend on to get open, deep, intermediate, the way he does. He's a huge part of their offense. Him and Jake Ferguson as kind of the Cowboys' 1-2 punch. And without CeeDee, they're...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Pretty punchless on offense, really.
Ted Wynn is with us from the Bay Area, covers the NFL for The Athletic, and we're glad to have him here after hours with Amy Lawrence. One of the teams that played in this Thursday night preseason, the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Richardson trying to come back and get comfortable again after a limited rookie year. What's the potential for that offense when he finds a rhythm?
Yeah, to me, they have potential to be a top 10 type of offense, and that's their ceiling. I don't know if they're quite going to reach that in the beginning of the season because Anthony Richardson just does not have a lot of experience. The next game he starts will be the 18th game he started outside of high school. He didn't start a ton of games in college, as we know. Last season, he started to look really good, and then his season was cut short. So he just does not have a lot of experience. He needs to get those game reps. But I think because of his running ability and because I believe in Shane Steichen as one of the best play callers in the league, they have a relatively high floor. Like, they're going to be able to move the ball because they run a unique offense that teams are not going to be able to defend that well. But their ceiling is going to depend on how much Richardson develops as a passer throughout the season. And you're only able to make those developments with game reps. So we'll see how far this offense goes. But the ceiling is certainly there. I think they have a relatively high floor.
The AFC South turned out to be far more competitive than what people expected in 2023, where the Texans are able to grab the title from the Jacksonville Jaguars, who kind of tanked. The Colts ended up being a really nice surprise. We're still alive for a playoff spot late in the regular season. What's your perspective on the South after the offseason and some of the changes?
It's going to be really interesting, but I just feel like the Texans are just so much further ahead than the field right now. Because, you just CJ Stroud played at such an advanced level as a rookie, and then they went all in, adding Stephon Diggs to the mix. Nico Collins has really kind of emerged as an elite receiver. Tank Dell is an explosive play option from the slot. They improved their offensive line. They added a bunch of pieces on defense. And I think D'Amico Ryans is a great schemer and a really motivational head coach that's going to be able to get that defense to play at a high level. So I'm just all in on the Texans right now. I think CJ Stroud is going to have an MVP type of season.
Wow. What would you like to see from him in picking up maybe where he left off after his rookie campaign?
So hard to pinpoint the things he can improve on because he did so many things at such an advanced level as a rookie, but I guess you just want to see it at a more consistent level. By the end of the year, he was doing that. You just see some of these throws he made, and Matthew Stafford talked about him today, and I thought he just used the perfect term to describe him. He said he is aggressively calm, or was it calmly aggressive, or something like that. But to me, it's just the perfect, because he's so calm in the pocket, and he's making these extremely aggressive throws, but it just never seems forced, because he's always on time, and he just seems to always have a beat on what the defense is doing, and it's so uncommon for a rookie, and it's, you know, coming into his second year to be able to do those things.
We had a very competitive AFC North last season. The Ravens were the one seed in the conference. The Browns end up winning a bunch of postseason awards, even though they start what felt like a dozen different quarterbacks. Which is the best team to challenge the Ravens on top?
I think it's going to be the Bengals because they have Joe Burrow, and I think their defense is going to be better than people expect. I think their corners have looked really good this preseason. And if you're going to give a defense corner like Lou Amonero a couple of lockdown corners on the outside, I think he's going to be able to scheme up ways for that defense to be a lot better than they were last season. And if Joe Burrow could play a full season, to me, he's a top five type of quarterback. I also think the Browns are going to be a team that falls off. I don't think they're going to reach the highs that they reached last season. That defense, they played at such a high level at times, but on the road, they were just a completely different defense. So we'll see if they could be more consistent, but it's very tough for defenses just to continue to play an elite level year after year, and we've seen that proven throughout history. So we'll see if they could play at that high of a level again next season. And to me, Deshaun Watson just has not looked good since he's been a Cleveland Brown. I mean, Joe Flacco kind of really took that offense to the next level when he played, and now he's a Colt. Deshaun Watson has a lot to prove, and I don't know if he has it in him anymore. And obviously with Pittsburgh, things are a little bit of a mess with the quarterback situation right now. I think that defense is going to be pretty good. But right now, that offense does not look like it could be one that really gets them into the playoffs or you know, maybe win a couple playoff games.
Yeah, the Steelers quarterback situation we thought was set with Russell Wilson. Justin Fields was speaking on Thursday, seemingly campaigning for the job himself. Do you see one or the other as a better fit out of the gate?
To me, I think the answer is Justin Fields, because with Russell Wilson, it kind of confuses me how the Steelers staff talk about Russell Wilson, because they talk about him like he's this safe, steady choice, but he's never been that his entire career. He's always been a guy that thrives on chaos, a guy that thrives on making plays outside the pocket. And when he kind of lost that mobility because he got older, that's when he really started to struggle. And last season, Sean Payton, I thought, did an excellent job of kind of making him a very binary quarterback and finding ways to make the game simpler for him and kind of cut down on those plays where he had to be Superman. But I don't know if Arthur Smith could do that for him in this offense. Justin Fields is a very similar type of passer. Both guys don't like to attack the middle of the field. They hang on to the ball. They take sacks. They like to throw outside. But at least with Justin Fields, he's younger, and maybe he could progress and become a better passer with more repetitions, and you have the option of a QB run game with Justin Fields, who is one of the best runners in the league. So to me, that's the right choice to go. I just don't see Russell Wilson as a safe choice like the Steelers are making him out to be.
The AFC obviously loaded. Who or what poses the greatest challenge to the Chiefs in 24, Ted?
That's tough, because I think, you know, last year was a year where you could pounce on the Chiefs and get on them, because that offense was, you know, there's not a lot of talent surrounding Patrick Mahomes last year. His offensive line was bad. The receiving core might be the worst that that'll ever be in his entire career. Now they added, got, you know, some speed to that offense, and I think they improved the offensive line. And that defense lost Ladarius Sneed, but they're still going to be pretty good. That's tough. I mean, I think the Bills are always going to be a team that's going to give at least be competitive with them and maybe see them at the end, because Josh Allen, to me, it's just a notch below Patrick Mahomes. The Ravens are obviously going to be in contention again with Lamar Jackson being in the second year of that offense. But other than that, you know, I think the AFC field is very loaded. But yeah, to me, it's between Kansas City, the Bills, and the Ravens. I don't know why I hyped up Houston so much and not mentioned them as a potential AFC contender. So, yeah, I got to put Houston in that mix as well.
Fantasy football drafts are about to be all the rage for the next couple weeks since the NFL kicks off exactly 2 weeks from tonight. If you're drafting, who's your number one pick?
Ooh, that's a tough one because all the top receivers all have question marks to them. Like, you know, Justin Jefferson could be a number one receiver. The number one guy taken off the board, but some are questioning his quarterback, who's going to throw to him.
Yes.
But to me, I still like Justin Jefferson because Sam Darnold is a quarterback that struggles with turnovers, he doesn't struggle to throw the ball downfield. So if he throws for 400 yards, but he also throws for four interceptions, that doesn't affect Justin Jefferson's stats. So to me, Justin Jefferson's still the number one guy. I've drafted Tyreek Hill the last couple of years, and he's been extremely good to me. But later in the year, when it starts getting colder and Tua starts to struggle, his stats really fall off. So, you know, Tyreek Hill could be a guy that just carries you in a regular season. But when it starts getting a little colder, the competition gets a little stiffer, those stats just start to drop.
I would agree with you on Tyreek Hill, though. 2 years ago, won my league, and he was by far the top point getter. He can be dynamic, the two of them together. All right, that's interesting. I was still thinking about it. Not that I ever end up with the number one pick. That hasn't happened yet in any of my leagues. You can follow Ted Wynn of The Athletic on Twix at FB_film analysis. He's also got the Just Wynn podcast. It's good to talk to you. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Thinking about the age of quarterbacks, that's kind of been on my mind the last couple of days. Don't know why. These are the weird places that my mind goes, especially as we get closer to football season. But it really is true that the average age of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL is dropping. It's dropping drastically. So we'll talk about that a little bit coming up this hour. Also, the mystery of the missing personnel. On Thursday morning, we had a missing person. We had to put out a, what are those called? Don't tell me. Don't tell me. When someone's missing, you have to, there's some type of an alert you put out. What's it called?
Well, they're multiple.
Law enforcement. No, law enforcement.
There's the Amber Alert.
No, not, well,
missing,
right, that's.
Missing person report.
No, no, no. There's something, you put out a BP? No. What's, it's going to drive me crazy. You see it in movies all the time. Not an Amber Alert, because this was not a child.
Gray Alert.
He's acting
silver
like
alert.
A child.
Wow.
A Silver Alert is for seniors. I don't think he's that either. Anyway, I need to know what happened. What's your favorite thing about football season? Tradition, experience, food? At A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Hello. We're almost there. Almost the weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.